last beacon of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
And the coordinates of the new news site after InfoWars is alexjoneslive.com. Please share it. You have all the power. Please take action. We salute you. Humbly thank you. All right. So I already, before Jesse came on, I was trying to get him on about pole shift and magnetic field and all the classified CIA admitting there have been weaponizing ticks, which we already knew, and planting us with chips and all that. Why is it coming out? It's good it's coming out. But then I already had a stack today on the congressional hearings the last few weeks and admitting that it's mass death caused by the shots. They knew what they were doing. It's just crazy it's coming out, but it doesn't really get many media coverage. But here's RFK Jr., HHS secretary. He just said the conspiracy theorists were right all along about everything. Unreal. Boom. Here's the video.
Thank you very much. Thank you for those kind words, Mark Wayne. Thank you to Jim O'Neill, to Tom Jodznik, to Marty McCary, and to Wendy as well. Thank you for that, for sharing your story. It's with a heavy heart that I'm announcing that the conspiracy theorists were right again. COVID mRNA vaccines caused a litany of injuries, including but not limited to turbo cancer, heart failure, extreme blood clotting, and perhaps gayness. That's a chicken and egg problem that we're still investigating. The implications are substantial, and there's no easy way to say this. Anthony Fauci is a goblin. And if you weren't gay prior to taking the vaccine,
this is AI.
There's a massive chance that your sudden desire to binge the Bravo channel and watch Tim Walz rallies isn't an accident.
So that's some fun. He actually did make a statement saying that. I got a bunch of congressional hearings saying it. Let's go to some more of these clips. This is clip three. This is Fauci emails, and I've got a longer clips of all these. They indicted his main advisor when he talks about how to cover it up. We'll play a few minutes of this, and we'll go to our guest. Here's clip three.
Of serving in five administrations, I thought I would bring that perspective to the topic today, is the issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today, is that there is no question that there will be a surprise outbreak. The thing we're extraordinarily confident about is that we are going to see this in the next few years. Thank you.
Now, here's Mike Benz, White House advisor, researcher on the deep state, on the indictment of the senior NIAID official indicted for covering up gain of function. And then we'll go to our guest on this. It's a long clip. I'm going to play the whole thing. But in post, we post this to X and Rumble later from the live show. We clip this out. I want to post the whole thing. It's 11 minutes. But here they are talking about how they're covering up where it came from, how they get around FOIA requests. Here it is.
The first COVID cover-up arrest. I mean, how helpless did we feel when this f***ing asshole, this guy, David Morans, bragged, P.S., I forgot to say there is no worry about FOIAs. I can either send stuff to Tony Fauci on his private Gmail, that's a violation of the National Records Act, or hand it to him at work or at his house. He is too smart to let colleagues send him stuff that could cause trouble. Well, not too smart after all, because they just arrested this guy. It's more in the line of government secret, but too complicated to explain in an email. But I learned the tricks from an old friend who heads our FOIA office and also hates FOIAs. Incidentally, Tony and I and a few other people all got a huge FOIA request seeking any and all documents and emails that mention the words Wuhan Institute or Wuhan Institute of Virology. It appears that this comes from folks tied to politics who want specifically to know about anything NIH has to do with the Wuhan Institute of Virology or any scientists working with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The original request, I think, was far broader, but we negotiated it down to just those two terms. Your names will not show up in this FOIA, at least not from my info. Talking to, this is Peter Daszak, the subject is rebriefing Tony Fauci. They probably left off Fauci so that the name Fauci would not appear in a record search around FOIA. It goes on to say, we learned the, again, learned the tricks about how to avoid, how to bury government documents. More from this guy. You are right. I need to be more careful. However, as I mentioned once before, I learned from our FOIA lady here how to make emails disappear after I am FOIA'd. But before the search starts, so I think we are all safe. Plus, I deleted most of the earlier emails after sending them to Gmail. Holy We are safe because I sent them to my private Gmail and then I deleted them from the system. By the way, USAID are doing this exact same shit. We have them bragging about it.
For the U.S. Agency for International Development, we saw the writing on the wall during the election cycle. And so we had already moved our group away from the USAID main systems into Signal chats to protect our community there.
Ahead of the inauguration, they appear to have done this exact thing. Making these files disappear, sending them to themselves, and then removing them, perma deleting them from the internal servers. Good news. Keep it up. I had a long off-the-record chat with PBS NewsHour's Nick Schifrin this morning. The craziness is receding at least a little bit. I forgot to clarify my email yesterday that both my Gmail and phone calls are now safe. Safe from us FOIAing them using the Freedom of Information Act to see the files we paid them as government employees to generate. Text is not safe, and it can be FOIA'd, as can my government email. So you and Peter and others should be able to email me on Gmail only, with the caveat that no other government employee is copied at a government address.
All right, let's stop there and go to our guests. I've got congressional clips where they read the documents, they knew the shot didn't work, gave you cancer, created blood clots, strokes, myocarditis, infertility. I have dozens of these. It's just crazy. We have new emails they found that are confirmed with Jeffrey Epstein talking about eating children. We already had a bunch. These are even more insane. I'll get to those later. The entire dam, it seems to be, is starting to break, Jesse Beltran. And again, people that don't know who Jesse is, he's an amazing individual. He was had a high-level firefighter and EMT and a bunch of other stuff, and then he began to learn what was happening in California with people, began investigating it decades ago. And then now he's all over the place, the EU, the U.S. government, everywhere with researchers and talking to world leaders, compiling this covert war. And like months ago, he's on talking about something and literally comes out right after he says it. It's just wild. So, Jesse, it's really great to have you here with us. I appreciate you sitting there while I played some of those clips. That's just the tip of the iceberg. But you sent me a whole bunch of articles and things, sperm parameters before and after COVID-19 mRNA. You have all these studies that literally eats the testicles and ovaries, effects of COVID-19 vaccination, semen parameters. We've got effects of SARS-CoV-9 on semen. This is one of the main targets where young men are dying, and when they do the autopsy, and we've covered this last week, this is like scientists covering this, they cut up the testicles. There's no sperm. It's been taken over, and it's only replicating spike protein, the HIV spike protein, which, again, the testicles are supposed to grow biological things, so it's perfectly programmed to do that. Jesse, you know, break this down for us. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is this, is that, you know, back in 2010, a lot of people really questioned my sanity. And I set out on a journey to make sure that I very methodically was able to prove that this phenomenon was happening here on U.S. soil prior to 2016, which the U.S. government claimed was only happening to diplomats and federal employees.
You're talking about Havana Syndrome.
It's all one big program. It's all the same, and it all circles around to this. I didn't put – there was one big piece of the puzzle that was missing, and that was when I went to go interview Dr. Cruz. And when he talked about this sixth extinction event that is approaching us at an unprecedented speed, and which very much bothered him, and he was very perplexed and wasn't sure if he could even convey the information, but he prayed upon it, and he gave us that information, and it was when it finally clicked to me. If what Dr. Cruz is saying is true, the elites are going to have some type of mechanism in order to track everyone around this globe, not just humans, but animal life, vegetation, and everything, because...
And that's why it replicates as nanotech and spreads into everything. Like in the Johnny Depp singularity, what was the movie called? What was his, like 20 years ago? He becomes a dust that fills the earth to save us. And then the AI takes over the whole planet. What was that movie called?
I can't remember the name, but I know which movie you're talking about. But here's the bottom line. If there are only going to be a few areas on the planet to live, and which we can call green zones, then the elites and those within those green zones are going to have to be able to monitor everyone who's infected with radiation so that they're kept out of those green zones so they don't infiltrate them. And that is a hypothesis that pretty much answers all of the questions.
And we have a Bill Gates patent about nanotech spike protein to track you by satellite and to monetize it, which is the ghost murmur system.
Correct. Now, remember, we found that pilot using quantum magnetometry.
No, you said, I'm interrupting because this is crazy. I wish I had a bigger crew. We go find what you said this like 6 months ago. You were saying the nanotech can be picked up by 5G cell towers, but also satellites, and it's a tracking system, which Bill Gates admits. Now they go, oh, we know where to find the pilot. We have a ghost murmur. Well, not just because they can scan a heartbeat, but because they have them implanted. Sorry, go ahead.
Exactly. And so... Just think about that. They were able to track his heart signal using quantum magnetometry because you have these amplification systems in you. And that's what's in the nano. You're talking about the graphene oxide. You're talking about the silicon materials, which are in all electronic components. And these are no different. They're just of a much, much smaller size that the human eye cannot see. 50 nanometers and smaller, which 50 nanometers is 1/2,000 times the width of a human hair. You'd never be able to see that on most microscopes. You have to have these very expensive $1 million microscopes that most research facilities in the military has in order to see these. Now, what is most disturbing, you know, we talked about the Trojan horse that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny talks about, when they were doing the testing and that the nano was in the hydrogel. Dr. Rima LeBeau, who is a friend who's been on your program and who is a friend, friend of ours, our team, and she has been spot on. She has been touting the whistle just as long as you have, Alex, and telling everyone
longer.
That this was
She's
coming.
One of my sources. Her husband was the head of the Army, that they were going to give us a shot to raise our immune system. She was saying that 20 years ago. We said it on record 2009 on Ventura's show, and she was treating, because of HIPAA, she can't say, global royalty. And they were telling her 20 years ago the plan.
Correct. And, you know, kudos to Dr. Rima, because she's stood by her ground. She stood on a moral ground. She stood by her ethics, and she stood by the truth. And for that, I admire her, for doing that, because we need more patriots like her, patriots for humanity. And we talked about the Trojan horse being the testing. Now, here was the other Trojan horse. They sterilized humanity. And Dr. Arne Burkhardt, who was a German pathologist who was doing autopsies on individuals who had died, they were postmortem after getting the jab from ages 28 on up into the 70s. And what he discovered was that the spike protein not only infiltrated all of the organs within the human body, but specifically it completely attacked the testicles and the gonads, basically stopping and preventing them from producing sperm. And if we could pull that up, it's very enlightening, and this should infuriate every single person out there watching this program right now. Because at the end, I want you to pay close attention to what he's recommending to all women of childbearing age.
And by the way, since the 60s, since the 60s, the UN has been obsessed and developed birth control or sterilization vaccines. They talked about using self-replicating viruses to do it. So what is it you're saying? Pull up, and we'll pull it up.
Yeah, it's Dr. Arne Burkhardt.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to play. That's clip one?
Should be, yes.
All right, so here's clip one, and then let's just go right into Died Suddenly, two official trailer exclusive. Play both those back-to-back.
we could confirm that the spike protein is produced in the deltoid muscles where the vaccine is administered, injected. But we could show it in almost all organs, more or less explicitly. And here you see a case where we show the testis, and you can see that in this 28-year-old man who had a healthy son and who died 140 days after injection, the spike protein is strongly expressed in the spermatogenic organ in the testis, and you can see there are almost no spermatocytes in here, but it's strongly expression of spike protein in the spermatogonic tissue. If I were a woman in fertile age, I would not plan a motherhood from a man who has been vaccinated.
Well, it was once considered a conspiracy theory.
Mysterious brain injuries.
Declassified CIA documents prove that, yes, the CIA actually has been, for decades, researching how vaccines could be used for mind control.
A previously unknown weapon.
Brutal directed energy weapon systems that are designed to incapacitates.
Wounded by a secret weapon.
Individual over a certain period of time will produce psychological and physical reactions.
I immediately felt fullness in my head.
A full body convulsion.
And just a piercing headache.
Like someone squeezing your head.
Absolutely life altering.
The incidents became known as Havana Syndrome.
Havana Syndrome.
Directed energy attacks on U.S. soil.
It was happening not only to our diplomats, it's happening to the best of our best in the FBI, the CIA, and now congressional members in Congress.
It is essentially a declaration of war against the United States.
Well, I'm not allowed to talk about it. It discombobulated everything.
Is the government trying to mind control me?
There are a number of resources that wanted to step out, and they're not alive anymore.
And they began to basically beat him to death.
I'm fortunate that I didn't die.
Nobody on this planet has any right to battle tag a human being. Nobody.
All right, so we're not on the verge of revelation or disclosure on this. It's all coming out. Why is it coming out now? And continue to break down what that clip about the attack on the testicles is doing.
Well, basically what they've done, they've sterilized humanity. And that was another Trojan horse, basically a fallout of what no one expected. We just thought the goal was to infect you with the nano so that they can have a mechanism to control you through RF integration, that meaning 4G, 5G, 6G, and satellite technologies that integrate with these amplified antenna systems that are in the nanotech, these nanorobots. And without the amplifications in the nanotech, you could not use satellite systems, quantum satellite systems, using magnetometry to locate that soldier, for example. But it does work when you utilize these materials. And that's where we're at today. Now, if you notice at the end of that film, that little clip by Dr. Burkhardt. Now, Dr. Burkhardt is, he's not just a nobody. He taught at the University of Hamburg. He was a professor, a visiting professor, not only in Japan, the United States, Korea, Sweden, Malaysia, and Turkey. So he's got a really, really strong foundation of credibility, and people listen to him. Now, for him to make a recommendation that women of childbearing age not have relationships with men who've been vaccinated should be shocking to everyone out there. Everyone listening should be infuriated, because what happens to the women?
A lot of other scientists have said that too, but go ahead.
Yeah, what happens to the generations to come for the women who did have relationships with men who had the vaccine, and they're having this basically mutation of the spermatozoa where it no longer exists, and now you're doing the shedding effect? And what happens to the generations to come? We have no idea what it's going to do to them. We already know that post-vaccine, that millions of people were dying. They were having coagulation issues, which they were finding in pathology exams. Inflammation of the myocardium, the lung areas, every organ, the kidneys, everything was being affected by it. Now, what is going to happen to the children who are now been born of this non-consensually imposed mutation that they've done to humanity? There are 7 states here in the United States, fortunately, who have now are moving legislation to make the mRNA a bioweapon. And if that doesn't raise an eyebrow, the bottom line is this is treason. And anyone who is involved or responsible for this needs to be held accountable. It's time for Americans to wake up. And I'm asking every male out there, because if you think that your government or the people above you are going to come to save you after seeing this being done to humanity, you better wake up. It's time that we stand up, not only for ourselves, our children, our wives, our spouses, our loved ones. It's time that we stand up for what this country was supposed to stand for. It was supposed to be the land of the free, whether it be religious freedom, freedom of speech, being able to express your differences, but still respect each other. That was the era that I grew up in. And probably the biggest attack on our way of life is through the educational system, what they've done to our young ones. They are basically brainwashing our children to have certain belief systems. I don't know if you're watching about Chicago today, where they
making
are,
them go out to May Day communist events.
Correct. Our children. What child out there or teenager is not going to want to have skip school and have a day off and go out there and socialize? But that condition, it's a
they're
gratification and reward
of the parent. They're becoming the parents. And here's the thing. The elite say if there's a technology available, we've got to dominate it and use it or somebody else will. That's why whatever the most horrible thing you can think of, they're doing it because that's how their mindset works. They have to dominate every space. How do we counter them? With Jesse Beltran, a great thinker, straight ahead. Stay with us and share the live feeds now with Real Life Show on X. It's powerful. I have been very